Thank you for joining Asia's best radio station.
www.ballyballyradio.co.uk brings you the latest Bollywood news,
updates and film promos.
Download latest podcasts of Carry On Harry Show
on iTunes.
Now shake hands with celebrities on Singapore talk show, Carry On Harry.
Inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry talk show. For connecting you to worldwide audience, write to Harry Johal at carryonharry.com or visit www.carryonharry.com for more details.
Hello.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon from Singapore.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well.
Okay, that's lovely, sir. I know that you are pretty excited about that your single has now touched US number one. So, a lot of things you would be having in your mind, sir. So, before we discuss about the new single, I would like you to give a little bit of introduction to my audience over here on Carry On Harry Talk Show.
Okay. Well, I'm Samuel Prater. I'm the male lead vocalist for Club Nouveau, which is well known for the songs like Jealousy, Situation Number 9, Why You Treat Me So Bad, Heavy On My Mind, of course, Lean On Me, and Rumors. And I also went solo for a while, which had a number one single, which is So You Like What You See. The video's on YouTube also. And now currently working on some new stuff. And with Club Nouveau, we also have a new single out right now called That Ain't Love, which is available on iTunes and wherever you can get digital downloads, called That Ain't Love from the Consciousness album.
Wow, so it's, you know, really pleasure for me connecting in this way that you have got such a, you know, huge profile behind you, winning Grammy and, you know, giving hits after hit, touching the Billboard every now and then with your song creations. I'm very much sure that for you, success is just like, you know, just like breathing. Am I correct there?
Well, you know, it's success is everybody, you know, it's success to everybody is different. To me, success is when, you know, you make your music, you know, you make, you know, what you love, and it's received well by, you know, by a lot of people. And, you know, they get it. That's success. Some people think success is when you make a lot of money. That's not always what success is. Success is being able to having something to say, being able to say it, and, you know, people getting it, you know, people relating to you. So in that case, yes, I love success. And, you know, I thank the Lord all the time for, you know, the things that have happened in my life, with the Grammy, number one songs, and traveling the world. That is awesome. So I give all credit to God for that.
Okay. Mr. Samuel, I would like to take you a little bit, you know, into the past before we really discuss about the new track. How was your association into Club Nouveau in the beginning days when you formed up, you know, the group along with Mr. J King and other members? A little bit of recap about that period, that era when you had just started and, you know, you never knew at that time that you will be, you know, getting this kind of a huge, huge success in future.
But I never, you know, as a kid, I knew that I wanted to sing. I grew up listening to various artists, but Sam Cooke was my favorite vocalist, you know, male vocalist in the world. After him, it was Marvin Gaye. So growing up listening to those type of songs as my father played them on the 8-tracks in the car back in the days when they had 8-track players and, you know, and the 45s and the albums. Those two really, really did it for me. Of course, Michael Jackson. And believe it or not, Elvis had a great influence on me with his presence. When I used to watch his movies, I used to love how he, you know, he'd walk into the room and he had such a presence. You know, I really admired that. So at that time, as growing up, I knew, hey, you know, I think I want to do this. You know, I wouldn't mind being a singer and, you know, having a presence that people can appreciate. So, excuse me, at that time, I always sang, my whole family sings and plays instruments and things like that.
Okay, and you created your own style. You, how much did you, you know, have to work on your styles, which has been like so much recognized worldwide now? What kind of, you know, experimentation did you do?
For my own sound, you say?
Yeah, for your vocals, you know, within the band, means so much of recognition has come to you, including the Grammy itself.
Well, that's one of the things where, you know, I really had to develop my own sound, if that's what you're, you know, what you're asking. I grew up listening to everybody, but, you know, as we started recording with Jealousy and Situation Number 9 and Lean On Me, I started finding my sound, which basically was a combination of everybody that I really liked, like Marvin and Sam Cooke and you know, various others. But I somehow found my sound within the realm of us recording those songs. And even those songs are not really singing songs. They're more or less, they're kind of like a talk rap song. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, if you notice when you hear it, it's like, I can't tell you why these things continue to happen to me. You know what I mean? It's more or less like a talk sing type thing. You know, I really like doing like vocals, but the Club Nouveau sound really is like almost like the first variation of hip hop, which was a lot of fun for me because, you know, I was only barely 19 at the time when we did it, so it was a lot of fun.
Correct. So for the success of any artist, it's very important, you know, that there's a proper combination of the right lyrics, right vocal, and right kind of sound of the song itself. So when you take up any project, any song, what all things do you keep in mind, you know, to meet the expectations of your fans?
Well, for me, I just, I know it might sound cliche, but I just keep it real. I found out that, you know, trying to write songs that are just about a fad that's here right now, I get that some people don't mind doing that. I try and write songs now that have a message, you know, that say something that'll last, you know, for years to come. And, you know, when you have people listening to you, you want to say something that matters. You know, if I can help somebody who's going through something, or if I can, you know, change your mood, if I can make you happy, you know what I mean, that's what I want to do. I don't just want to be up there just telling you, this is what I have, this is what kind of car I drive. That's really not me. Me is like, is it saying something? Does the music take you on a journey? You know, does it change your mood? Does it make you daydream? Does it make you, give you hope? You know what I mean? I like songs that have a story.
Correct.
That take you from the beginning to the end. You know what I mean? I don't just go up there and just say hooks and, you know, then you have your dance songs, but even my dance songs have to have a message, you know.
Correct. So another very interesting thing which is coming to my mind is, you know, when we are beginning a career, you know, there is a lot of enthusiasm, passion, and then we are like both hardworking and a lot of, you know, raw stuff goes on. And today, when you have seen so much of success, what kind of changes do you see within yourself, you know, as an experienced singer and the time when you started your journey?
You know, you do grow. I mean, I always cared more about just the performance and actually doing it. I never really wanted to be famous. I just wanted to sing. You know what I mean? It's like, I never really wanted to be, you know, some people set out to be famous. I want to be the most famous, you know, singer or entertainer of all time. I just wanted to be pretty much one of the best performers.
Lovely.
You know what I mean? I really just wanted to enjoy it. And you got to love it. You can't like it. You got to love it. Because this business has ups and downs. I don't care how good or how talented you are. I don't care. Everybody is going to, you know, have oppositions. There's going to be walls thrown up. There's going to be all kinds of things that go on in this business. Even the most successful people have to overcome so much, so much. I mean, you know, it's entertainment. So you got a lot of people in this business that are not very kind. Okay, so, and it's in all walks of entertainment. It's in acting. It's in, you know, modeling. It's everywhere. So the pressures, and as you can see, some of our people in the music industry and the movie industry, you know, they succumb to drugs and alcohol and all kinds of things because it's a lot of pressure.
Correct.
You know, it's a lot of pressure. So you really just have to believe in yourself and stay true to who you are.
Correct. So you are now working on your new album, Consciousness. Would you like to give us some information about what kind of album you have planned and, you know, what is the strategy of, you know, selection of the songs and what kind of sound experimentation have you done within this particular album?
Well, Consciousness is a collaboration with me, myself, Samuel, Valerie English, and Jay King, which is forms the Club Nouveau. And Consciousness is really just about what the title is, Consciousness. It's making people aware. You know, we have songs on there that's called So I'm So Happy. We have songs that are talking about, you know, the crisis of the world today. It deals with a wide variety of different songs. You know, it talks about relationships. It's almost similar to the first album and what the material is about, what life, love, and pain. It's pretty much about that, but it's, you know, we've gone a little deeper this time. We've gone and really put, you know, a collaboration together. Like the first single is "That Ain't Love."
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're making people aware that if your love looks or sounds like what we're saying in this song, that ain't love. Because, you know, our young people nowadays, they don't know what love is. You know, they think lust is love. And, you know, we kind of really explain, you know, what love is. And this ain't it. If your husband or your boyfriend or whoever is demanding and, you know, and abusive, that ain't love. And vice versa. If the female feels the way and it's all in the song, that ain't love.
Correct. So are you trying to create some kind of a magic, just like the one that you created during Lean On Me, when you got nominated and, you know, winning the Grammy? Is any that kind of an attempt being deliberately made by your group this time also?
Well, you know what? I think everybody who records anything hopes and prays that it becomes magical. Really, we just go and do and record, you know, what we're feeling. And, you know, and it just so happens that me, Jay, and Valerie, we're all in the same season right now, you know, spiritually, mentally. You know, we're really all, you know, I'm sure everybody has a concern about the state of the world today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it just worked very well when we went to the studio. We were able to really, you know, go in there and portray it and talk about it and sing about it. And we hope it's magical. You know, we always hope that, but we don't set out to go, we got to go make a song that's just magic, that's just bigger than life. No, we don't set out to do that. We just pray and hope that, you know, it is well received and people get it, and it, you know, it can help people and open your eyes.
Definitely, the message that you are carrying with the title of the album and the things that you have told about spreading the consciousness is very important in today's time, and definitely the message which you have just spoken, it does make a lot of sense. So while you were working on this particular album within the studio walls, what was the music creation process? Was it like very similar to the one which was, you know, in your beginning days when your group, you know, in 1986 when you started? Was there same kind of a passion? Was there same kind of, you know, work? Or was it like more experienced approach this time, since you have grown up so much, you know, each one of you in your group?
Yeah, it was much easier than the first time that I ever stepped into the studio. You know, that was over 20-something years ago. And, you know, we've all grown as performers, writers, producers, singers. So it was much easier to go in and really just, you know, enjoy the process. It was a lot of fun. You know, we really put it together, and, you know, everybody, it was odd because sometimes I would be doing vocals and Valerie, who's the female lead vocal, she wouldn't even be there. She'd be in Los Angeles, California. I'm in Northern California, San Francisco Bay Area. So at times we weren't even there together, which really helped that we were all in the same, you know, mind frame and season, because, you know, we didn't get a chance to do like the first time when we were there, like egging each other on. But then sometimes we were, you know, doing vocals in the same, you know, the same night at the same studio, whatever like that. But it was much easier, you know, when we're much more experienced, much more mature now. So yeah, the process was a much easier process. I can't say it was more fun, but I can say it was much easier.
Okay. And so how much has technology, you know, affected the creation of music? Because at that time, the technology was not that much advanced in terms of the softwares and other stuff that we have today. Have you gone more techno-savvy this time, creation of your music, or have you adopted the similar approach that you in the beginning days?
Well, you know, we did like we did pretty much the first time. We actually have more live music than the first time on this album. You know, it's live music. It's not a bunch of electronics and, you know, a bunch of, what they call it, that sound that they put on everybody's vocals right now. We don't have any of that. We really just have live music and live vocals. We didn't use a lot of effects or computer trickery or anything like that. We just went in there and laid it down just like they used to do, you know, back in the 70s, You know what I mean? They just went in there and sang. They just went in there and the musicians played and the singers sang. You know, we did just that because we wanted it to be authentic. We wanted it to, you know, to be real. And that's the only way you can, you know, make music that, that sends out vibrations is by putting real music together with real chord changes, you know, where it tells a story from the beginning to the end. It takes you on a journey. It goes up and down and, you know, so we had real music, real musicians. No, you know, no bunch of electronics or anything like that.
Wonderful, sir. Because after all, it's the content that matters. I mean, so much of love you put in your voice, so much of love every band member puts in the music creation and, you know, the approach. I think that's why your first track, That Ain't Love, has, you know, hit the top charts of US. So how is the feeling for you as a music singer, as a creator of the song?
Okay, say that one more time. You broke up just a little bit.
Yeah, how is the feeling when you see now that That Ain't Love has, you know, topped the charts of US?
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, you know, you see it moving up the charts, and that means people are getting it, you know. That means that they're really, you know, they understand. And again, some of the people are saying, we all say, myself, Valerie, and Jay, we all say that this is the best work we've done. And people say, you think it's better than me? I said, we think so. Because, like you said, we, you know, we're more mature now, we're wiser, and it's a great work. And it's also when people understand what you're saying, because, you know, you see this almost every day on television, in real life, in movies, you know, and sometimes in your own home and in your own family, you see that people mistake love. They don't know, you know, they're confused about what love is. So it's awesome watching it, you know, go up the charts, and, you know, that means people are getting it. That means they're understanding it. That means they appreciate it. So it's always a great feeling. It's a blessing.
It's a great, sir. And, sir, when is the whole album going to be released? When is it whole coming into the market?
Well, the full album, you can get that on iTunes right now also, or anywhere you get digital downloads. I say iTunes because that's like the biggest download, but it's available wherever you get digital download. But July is the official release for the full album Consciousness, and it will be in, I believe, Walmart and different places like that. But like I said, again, it is available online right now. But it will be the physical product will be in the stores and things like that this July 2014.
Okay. Mr. Samuel, it was lovely, sir, talking to you and, you know, getting a little bit of musical vision about you, your journey, and, you know, the success that has come once again with the Consciousness. And we want that this message and this album to be a huge, huge hit, just like your past work. And on that note, sir, I would like to give the platform of Karen Harry Talk Show to you. If you have got anything that you want to communicate to the fans, to the audience worldwide, you are just most welcome, sir.
Well, basically, I'd just like to tell everybody, first of all, I'd like to thank you, Harry, for, you know, taking the time. I'd like to thank Bali Bali Radio for even having me on the Carrie and on Harry show. But everybody, I just basically say, hey, when, you know, go online, check out Consciousness from Club Nouveau. Give us your feedback. We would love, you know, all the information is available. And send us emails or whatever and let us know what you think. I believe that people, you know, I believe they're going to enjoy this album. And we just pray and hope that everybody can, you know, just be themselves. If you want to be in this business, you got to love it. You can't like it, you got to love it. Don't get in this business for money. Get in this business because you love it, okay? Don't chase money because, believe me, there's so many things you'll go through in here that'll discourage you. So if you love it, you don't usually get discouraged like that. You'll keep going. Be real with yourself. Be happy. You know, love self, love family, love God, and I believe everything's gonna be all right.
Lovely, sir. It was a lovely message coming from somebody like so much of experience and somebody who has devoted his life, you know, to the music, which is such a big source of, you know, relieving us away from our tension and our all stress. And we just hope that Consciousness reaches to the audience and the message that you have conveyed through your music in the album and the message that you have conveyed through this talk show, Carrie and Harry, it spreads like a wildfire. And we just hope that and pray to God that success and happiness spreads all over the world.
Thank you, Harry. I appreciate it.
Thank you for being in tune with Best Talk Show, Carry On Harry, with entertainment editor Harry Johel on balabalaradio.co.uk. Inviting music composers, producers, artists on board on Carry On Harry Talk Show for connecting you to worldwide audience. Write to Harry Johal at carryonharry.com or visit www.carryonharry.com for more details.